Cyber definitely plays a role in dealing with terrorism. It is something where we have an opportunity to spread our message, as well as for the terrorists to spread their message. It's a platform for terrorists to do recruiting. It's a place for terrorists to do command and control. But it's also a place where we can ensure that we can shine a true light for the world as we spread information. It gives us an attack surface, quite possibly for the terrorists, as the opportunities of using the internet are so great that they want to use it, and therefore, if they're using it, we can find them. So it's kind of one of those double-edged swords where they can choose to use only couriers and have people taking bits of paper around the world, or they can choose to use the internet. And if they want to have the global reach, well, then we also have the global reach.
Terrorist messaging, one of the most effective platforms for their messaging is cyber. Do you have the capabilities to stop them from using those platforms for their messaging?
We have the capabilities to look at the opportunities to thwart their efforts. And one of the ways to thwart their efforts is to be able to find where they are because of the devices that they're using. And then you can use the kinetic means that we've become so accustomed to, which is a combination of really the drone strikes that we see, in addition to the targeting that can come out of the internet. The other thing is that with some of our psychological operations teams, they can work to try to counter narrative, so that they're trying to counter the terrorist narrative, so that to try to make the recruiter's job that much harder. And so we have our own recruiters that are trying to recruit for our way of life, and we all actively counter their recruiting efforts. And so that all takes place within this domain of the internet.
How important would you say the PSYOPs process in countering their recruiting is in fighting terrorism?
I think that we have to use all of the tools that we have. And I think that is becoming increasingly important that we've got this information domain. And the information domain largely rides within the cyber domain. But it is greater. You will get TV. You have radio. So many other ways that information can be spread. And part of spreading the information domain to get it into the cognitive domain, where you're getting people to think about it, is getting the information from some media source into the coffee shops, because you just need people to talk about it.
Colonel Andrew Hall, Director of the Army's Cyber Institute. J.J. Green, WTOP News.